Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today. And before I go into sharing the word of the Lord, we've been looking at a message based in the book of Nehemiah on how to overcome spiritual hindrances, something we all need to know. And even if we know this information, we need to be reminded of it because the word says we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. But I just sense that many of my listening family right now are going through battles, and I want to pray for you and just allow the Lord to minister to you by the Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come to you and I lift all those who are especially engaged in spiritual warfare. Lord, you see how the enemy has attacked. And Father, I thank you that you are giving us key weapons out of the Word of God. Lord, how, having done all, we know we are to stand. And so, Father, I pray for the full armor of God round about them. Lord, that they shall be equipped and wield mightily that shield of faith, which you promised would quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, as well as the word of God. And so, Father, I'm thanking you right now that the confusion and the upset and the anger and the distress that your beloved has been touched and afflicted by, even this day, Lord, you're just going to lift that. You're going to dissipate it, Father, the darkness that would surround them. Father, I pray for the light of your presence to dispel every darkness in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just pray that faith and trust will arise, that they will know, that they will know, that they know that you are bringing them through this time. And Lord, that there, even though there may be seasons of affliction, seasons of testing, God, you have promised us victory. And so I claim that in their behalf in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. You know, is there any greater joy or privilege that we have as a child of God than to commune with the very God of heaven and earth in prayer? Someone once wrote, "Delays are not refusals. Many a prayer is registered, and underneath it the words, 'My time is not yet come.'" God has a set time as well as a set purpose, and He who orders the bounds of our habitation, well, He orders also the time of our deliverance. And beloved, no matter what you're facing today, I just want to encourage you to come into a place of trusting God. There is a place in God where we can just trust Him perfectly and implicitly. And what is trust? Well, it's really faith at rest or faith in repose. It doesn't question or fret impatiently for results. Perfect trust in God knows that the answer is going to come in God's perfect way and timing. And beloved, when we realize that, what liberty, what release, what joy there can be in this place in the Spirit where no dread or fear can penetrate, where no alarm or frustrations can exist. By definition, trust means assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or trust of someone or something, one in which confidence is placed. And beloved, is there anywhere that we can place trust in a perfect measure, knowing that God is all-powerful, He's righteous, and He's perfect in all of His ways. And we can rely on Him knowing that He won't be false to His own character. Praise God. I just am asking the Lord now to minister to you. I just sense the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I ask you to receive from His hand even now. For my beloved, the Spirit of the Lord would speak to your heart. I would have you abide in the very rest of your Lord. I would calm your soul and soothe your anxious thoughts. Fret not, but trust in me. In the midst of disorder and chaos, I bring order and peace. Beloved, you will not be overcome or overwhelmed, for I keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. I won't allow you, as my word says, to be tested above what you are able to bear. I am a rock, the sure foundation beneath your feet, and a very present help in the time of trouble. As my word declares, you shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." My word shall light the path before your feet that leads to higher ground. I will be very gracious to you and attend to the voice of your cry. As you praise me with all of your being, my heart is drawn to you. Ministering angels join in your song, and the enemy of your soul flees in terror and dismay. So therefore, let the praises of your God be continually in your mouth, for in so doing, beloved, your faith and your trust in me will abound. You will see me change hearts and change circumstances, for I am the Lord, and beside me there is none other. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we do praise you right now. We do thank you, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, God, that you are a God who hears and answers prayer. Amen. You know, thinking of that old song, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest, joy and peace. And oh, for the grace to trust him more. Amen. Praise God." Well, it's been good to be able to share this little time of ministry before the Lord, but with the time that remains, let's go on to share the word of the Lord regarding how to overcome spiritual hindrances in our life. We've been looking at the book of Nehemiah, and we see that the enemy tried three overt attacks. He tried ridicule, bitter feelings, and false accusations, and he was In the conspiracy, he was actually charging Nehemiah and the people there of something that was not the fact. They were actually walking in obedience to the Lord. They weren't trying to be in a place of treason. But we find in that fourth chapter, there's out-and-out warfare. And so when the enemy learned that ridicule had failed, bitter feelings, that they were, the anger, it just became greater, and they began to involve more in the inhabitants of the land, and they actually planned war. And by chapters 6 and 7, we see that the enemy is really desperate. And beloved, one thing we need to understand and learn, that opposition from the enemy does not necessarily mean God's disapproval. Let's look at it this way. The enemy's been around for a long time. He was there at the very beginning when man fell in the garden. And so Satan can't afford to see the advancement of God's kingdom. He knows that his time is short. And so, beloved, when you start really moving out for God, he's going to oppose you with the most deadly assaults. And as we go, I'm just going to skip over a portion. We'll look at it later. But in chapter 6, we see that the enemy is desperate, and that the next three assaults that come are entirely different than the previous attacks. Now, we see that, just like the enemy, these attacks are much more cunning and subtle. From open rebellion and opposition, it turns to crafty suggestion and psychological warfare. You know, even in the military, even in historically in the literal wars between nations, psychological warfare is a very important part of that warfare, where there will be tactics used to undermine the confidence of the opposing force. And so, beloved, we want to, through the illustrations that are given in this book, attempt to understand that the enemy is going to use doubt. He's going to bring confusion against you. He'll bring deception. And as an enemy in combat, The three leaders had failed. Who were they? They were mentioned in the scriptures as Tobiah, Sanballat, and Geshem. Now, these same enemies are posing as friends in consultation. Let's read chapter 6, and I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. Now, it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time, you see, it wasn't quite done, I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Basically, they said, come, let's meet and reason together. And we see, especially in the world economy, that this is a very advantageous way. We see that, don't we hear that so much in the night's news as far as the political scene in Washington? We just need to come to a compromise. And of course, there is certainly some value and worth in that in terms of human relationships. You know, it seems logical in this situation in terms of the spiritual warfare. Let's just see if we can work this out. And that appeals to the mind and the intellect. But beloved, we have to be aware that Satan, as a roaring lion, is going about seeking whom he may devour. And sometimes when overt attack doesn't work, then he becomes an angel of light. And beloved, this is the way of compromise. And beloved, let me tell you, in the spiritual realm, compromise is not an alternative. Compromise won't work at all. The logical mind says, oh, well, we don't need to be so rigid, so absolute. It's just like someone who is a recovering alcoholic. The devil would try to tempt him with a drink. Oh, you know what? Just one drink won't hurt. Well, that could be a spiral downhill again to addiction and bondage. So, beloved, when it comes to the realm of the spirit, we cannot compromise. Well, I'm just getting into this, and tomorrow we're going to amplify this a little bit more, the importance of psychological warfare against you as a child of God by the enemy. Thank you so much for joining me today. There's just so much to share, and though my words might be limited, I pray the Lord will apply these truths to your heart and life. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,